Fifth parak of Zavim, 10th Mishnah. A geb, a sheretz, somebody touches a sheretz, a dead rodent or reptile of the ones that the Torah said have this din that the metama, which if a zera, semen of a person, metami mace, he touched a person who touched a mace, a metzorah, mesvara, who touched a mesorah, who was in the 7 days between his first shaving of his ear and the Torah process and the second. Or what is a paraduma that are less than the quantity that causes hazoy that you can sprinkle with of an avela, that animal of a merkav, or he touches a merkav, is the saddle that is of and the like sat on. He is tame, and whatever he touches becomes one level down, becomes a shenotum. In other words, these are the previous tumas were a high level of tuma that. And not only their tummy, but the begotten that they're wearing, his tummy, is the same status as them. But these are low levels of tumah that they're tummy, but the begotten are not tummy, and the food that they touch becomes one level down, becomes a sheni. Anything that touches a tumah, the thing that touched is a rishon, and therefore that thing touches something else. That the other thing becomes a sheni, which makes a shlishi. Chutz min ha'odom. But a person sometimes he has that level of tuma that when he's touching the tuma, the kelim or the food that is touching him have the same level of tuma that he has. But perish, even those higher levels of tuma, once he separates him from the tuma. Then what he touches, metamecha poisalecha, what he touches becomes a sheni, which makes a shlishi.